Live from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who actually had an idea for today's show, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
So backhanded.
What do you mean?
She actually had an idea for today's show. I've had ideas a lot of times.
A lot of our listeners are surprised at that.
What's your idea?
My idea?
Yeah.
My idea was to give you this show.
Ugh.
My idea, my gift to you was this show, and I would serve as the engineer and producer and, you know, straight man and comic relief.
Ugh.
And sports knowledge. Really, the only thing I don't do is what Research Johnson does.
Well, welcome, everybody.
Should we go to your idea?
Sure. Well, let's ease into that.
Sure. We just finished watching the Golden State-Oklahoma City game.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City won.
Yeah. Big surprise.
And I've said this before, and I feel even more strongly now, like there needs to just be a channel that just shows the last 2 minutes or so of an NBA game.
Well, there's the Red Zone on NFL television, which shows teams when they approach the end zone and are about mm-hmm. to score.
Yeah, I'm not even, I'm just, you can't do that for basketball. There's
no.
always a team about to score.
True.
I'm talking
any
about.
Any time a guy has the ball.
Yeah. Or just show, just come on. How about this?
Okay.
How about a channel.
Yeah.
That shows like nature documentaries or something like that.
Sure.
But then anytime a game, you, oh, this is a great idea.
Here we go.
You set your preference.
Me.
Okay. Anyone.
All right.
Maybe it's an app.
Okay.
Where, like, any time this score, like, if it's a basketball game, like, is 4 points apart or less,
mm-hmm.
cut in to this nature documentary and show it to me or whatever I'm watching.
Okay. So, you like, this is kind of the next step in smart television.
Right.
Is you get to watch, you're watching
give me an
something.
Alert.
Right. And the TV knows your preferences
right.
for sports.
Well, you
so
know.
So it's like, okay, cut to the sports
yeah.
when it's at 5 minutes
yeah.
left in the fourth quarter.
Well, you know, during the NCAA tournament,
yeah.
I would get alerts on my phone because I was my bracket was through CBS Sports. And I had the app on my phone, and I would get alerts whenever, like, an upset was in
brewing.
The works. Yeah. If it was, like, 2 minutes left and the
sure.
underdog was winning, it would send me an alert. Like,
did you love that?
Not usually, but that kind of thing could be
someone
useful.
Could love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You acknowledge it is a lovable thing.
Because I guess what it really comes down to with sports, both on a per game basis and in the season basis, I don't care until it matters. I understand that it matters from the beginning. I understand that logically,
right.
but I mean,
you like the pressure to be on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, let's get back to basketball in a moment.
Great.
That'll be let's touch briefly on some current things.
Sure.
We were watching baseball yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
It was
Sunday.
Your Texas Rangers.
My Texas Rangers. And we got to see that fight happen.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we saw it just afterwards.
Sure. And you know the backstory. It was a big fight. And you were very prescient, is that the word, when you said, oh, these guys are loving that this fight happened because now they
right.
have something to talk about.
Well.
And they talked about it for the next 24 hours.
So we're watching ESPN
mm-hmm.
and... Now, were we watching the game or we were just watching the coverage afterwards?
I think the game led to the
okay.
coverage. I think the game happened
so,
and then it went to the coverage.
And I know I know this isn't new, but like they in the right. ESPN studio, they've got this like dumb, you know, like reenactment zone
yes.
where they've got a base and like which could be anything. It could be, you know, I assume that sometimes they use that as a pitcher's mound also because it looks like
I
one.
Think they may. One of the two places, maybe Major League Baseball Network
mm-hmm.
has a full kind of miniaturized
Ugh.
Field there
so,
where all the bases
so
are there.
I mean, this was like the Zapruder tape for this fight. So,
yeah.
okay. So the fight, what happened? Let me see if I can recount this.
A lot of fun details. Give me what you know. I'll add in anything you
I'm not going to get any of these names right.
Well, the teams you know.
Yeah, it was the Blue Jays, mm-hmm. right, and the
of
Rangers.
Of what city?
Toronto.
Right. Nice not pronouncing the second T.
Thanks. Was it last season?
This other yes, thing. In
so
the
last season, someone from the Blue Jays hit a home run and like threw their bat up in the air.
Yeah.
So apparently that's not cool.
The guy, do you know his name?
Was that Bautista?
Yes, okay. Very good. Bonus points if you can give me his nickname.
Johnny Throwbat?
Close. Joey Bats.
Oh, it was really close.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they called me when I lived in that cave.
No.
I had trained the bats.
Okay, so that happened last season.
Sure.
So
he hit a tremendous playoff home run, and he like watched it go, and then he just
is their last meetup of the regular season, apparently.
This year, yes. They've played in Toronto, and now they've just finished a series in Arlington.
And it's a rookie pitcher pitching, right? So the speculation, at least when we were watching, is that they were like, you got to hit him.
Right.
And he being a rookie pitcher is like, well, he's not going to argue with that. If they say hit him,
just
he's going to hit him.
Up.
Yeah.
Do you know a little of the backstory of that rookie pitcher?
No.
I'm going to give it to you.
Is his name Ball?
Bush.
Bush.
Oh. Matt Bush. He was the number one overall draft pick 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
He's been in prison the last 3.5 years.
So he knows how to take a guy out.
For a DUI.
10 years for a DUI?
3.5 years for a DUI.
Oh, 10 years ago he was drafted. Okay.
Yes. Had a troubled... You know, first few years in baseball, obviously. He's 30 years old now, and he's just made the majors. He's a relief pitcher.
Uh-huh.
And that was his second or third appearance, I think.
Wow.
So pressure filled.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there were two outs. Mm-hmm. No, there weren't two outs. But they were only ahead by a run. And so by hitting Bautista, he puts the tying run on base. So they actually were willing to potentially put the outcome of the game
you know
in
why?
Danger.
Cause
why?
Because it's May. It doesn't matter.
But it...
I know it does. I know it does. That was just
but
a callback
I see, but,
to what I was saying.
And you're before. Right. You're right. You're yeah. right. So that's a little back... That's a pretty interesting backstory for the pitcher.
Yeah.
And then he hit him. And then what happened?
So then Bautista slides...
Joey Bats.
Slides into second. Some say aggressively.
Late,
like going to take out the guy at the legs. Right.
Went right across the base, which is the rule. It's just that he started his slide late, so he was a little higher up.
Yeah. And then it wasn't the second baseman who punched him.
It was.
Oh, okay. Is that Odor?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Spelled Odor.
Yeah.
Pronounced Odor. Clocked him.
Yeah. Really. Like you said, it wasn't his first time punching someone.
That's exactly right. And to be fair, Bautista is getting a lot of credit for not being knocked out by that that punch.
I mean, what a 10 minutes where you get hit by a pitch and then punched in the face.
I mean, the adrenaline at that point must have just been going crazy.
So the guys at ESPN are like reenacting this.
You want to talk about your favorite guy on ESPN? Favorite hairstyle on ESPN?
Oh, what is that guy's name?
Dallas Braden.
Dallas, he looks like a clown. Like, he's got
he
really
looks a little
curly
like a,
hair.
Like a real life version of Krusty the Clown.
A very weird knot situation on his tie.
Yeah, you
very
noticed
ornate.
That. I had no. His hair, he kind of looks like a guy who thinks he looks like Shakespeare and so kind of dresses that way, but really doesn't look like Shakespeare. But that's what he thinks about himself, so he keeps that look going.
Right.
He's probably, I think he may be the worst pitcher ever to throw a perfect game.
Wow, cool.
You know,
I'd take that.
Sure.
I
think it was on Mother's Day.
So they're like doing all this analysis of like
of this oh one play God. Of the punch,
and you pointed it out that the bald guy is like has a glove on in the studio to like demonstrate. Like, there's no ball. There's no need for a glove at all. But it's
that
like,
way you knew he was a second baseman.
My God.
Yeah.
So dumb. But my point then, which I believe to be true, is that they, you know, it's early in the baseball season and they're like, oh my God, something has happened.
Yeah.
Let us never stop talking about it.
Right. And that brings up them talking about the unwritten rules of baseball and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it was really something.
It was.
It was exciting.
It was, the day was filled with excitement.
Yeah.
And this game was kind of exciting. I think everyone was a little surprised, myself, that the
Golden State.
Yeah. Now, the one thing is that Oklahoma City, you know, just finished their series, so they might be a little sharper this game, so they may have had the edge there. But it makes for an interesting series now. It was, yeah. It was.
Who else is playing? So the Raptors won their series.
That's right.
And so who are they up against?
I think you could figure it out.
Okay. Golden State.
And Oklahoma City are the Western Conference Finals. So Toronto is playing an Eastern team in the finals. Think of someone who's been in the finals the last five seasons.
Oh, Cleveland?
Not Cleveland hasn't, but someone on Cleveland.
Yeah,
has.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
But they're playing Cleveland.
They are playing Cleveland. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, you were correct.
Jimmy Cleveland?
Yep, Jimmy Cleveland. He's always there, always at the finals.
I'm not a big fan of Toronto being like, I've said this before, like there's one Canadian team that's weird to me. Like, they
should
don't
be more.
Well, it should be more. Or
Calgary
should
have a basketball team.
Edmonton. I don't understand. I don't understand with baseball either. Why there's like these, you know,
there were two.
I know. And there were two basketball teams, but like, why?
Well, they wanted to spread the sport to Canada, and it's geographically.
Why?
Not
Why
difficult.
Do they want to spread it to Canada? There's plenty of cities here.
Because America is already saturated with sports. People already have their teams here. They thought maybe the entire country of Canada would adopt these teams.
Well, you know, why not get Mexico one? Why not a Juarez team?
There may be a Mexico City team in the NFL someday.
Okay. Really?
The
NFL.
Yeah, the NFL. The NFL, I think, is playing an exhibition game, but the teams have to bring their own food because Mexican meat sometimes has steroids in it.
All right. Well, this is alleged a lot of problems then.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So that's all the baseball news.
Do you want to talk more about Mexican meat?
No.
Okay. And that's a lot of baseball news for this time of the year.
It is.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
And basketball.
So basketball, the finals are happening. I was thinking that this is a good time in the spirit of this podcast.
To educate people?
Yeah. Like, I feel like this is a classic scenario where, you know, let's say I don't know a lot about sports and I frankly don't care. I'm not saying this is true, but what if it was? That I find myself, you know, in a conversation with people who are talking about it, and it's like, well, this might be more interesting if I had some passing knowledge about people.
Sure.
So
now I have to say, right now, Molly, in your defense, and you know, since this podcast has started, I've noticed you're barely. I don't even know that you could really qualify as a sports novice. I think you have enough knowledge.
Oh yeah, I know. But that's that.
I know, but it's you know, makes it more difficult to play, to educate you. So you need to educate others.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Oh, I thought you were okay.
Well, I don't know everything.
Well, who does?
So with basketball, so we have.
Let's hear what you know.
Okay. Well, we have the Golden State Warriors.
Yes. Tell us something about them, Molly. Who's their best player?
Steph Curry, who I just found out is the son of a famous basketball player.
Former basketball player, yes.
So they're playing the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Right. Who are their
Kevin
two
Durant
best players? Yeah.
And Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
And then the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Toronto Raptors.
Name three Cleveland Cavaliers.
LeBron James. I don't know.
The nephew of a Beach Boy.
Hold on. Wilson. Someone Wilson. I don't know.
Wilson Chandler. That's not as funny because you don't know who that is. He's a guy. He's a basketball player. But he's a black basketball player, so he wouldn't be Brian Wilson's son. It's Kevin Love.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying an NBA player. I couldn't think of a player with the last name Wilson. But I could think of a player with the first name Wilson. Wilson Chandler. That's why I said it.
Okay. Kevin Love, yes. Wilson Chandler, I feel like
no,
it's
he's
the
not
first
on
time
Cleveland.
I've heard this name.
He's not on Cleveland. It is the first time you've heard the name.
Oh.
He's not a star. He played for the Nuggets. I think he was hurt this year.
I don't understand. Is he the nephew?
Wilson. You said Wilson.
I know.
So that's why I said his
name. I meant
name.
Last name Wilson.
Of course you did. I couldn't think of a player with the last name Wilson.
Yeah, so just say no. That's not it.
it obviously wasn't it.
Oh, God. I can't name
Woodrow
a single
Wilson the third.
I can't name a single member of the Toronto Raptors.
What if I give you the first name?
Okay.
DeMar.
DeMarcson.
DeRozan. Not bad. Not bad. Kyle.
Chamberlain.
Lowry.
Uh-huh.
Bismack.
Tarmac.
Oh, if only. Biombo is his last name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, jeez. Vasilunas is one of their players. I don't know his first name.
Vasilunis?
Vasilunas or something like that is one of the players. He's a big
center you don't really
guy.
Even know.
And they got other guys. They got a guy with dreads who was Judge Dredd, I think.
Oh, who's the guy and what is he on Oklahoma City who looks like a pirate?
Yes, that's the Australian guy who has 18 brothers and sisters, all of whom are over 6'7". What is his name?
This is a helpful cheat sheet for anybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just blanking on that guy. He looks like the guy from Flight of the Conchords
in
that vampire movie.
That's a good bit of trivia of like that guy has all the... It's not 19, but it's a lot of very tall brothers and sisters.
I mean, that's amazing how many gigantic...
Well, his parents must be very big, right?
Of course his parents are very big. That would be really weird if they weren't.
I don't know. You never know.
That's true. That's true. And his sister is a Olympic shot putter. Yes,
who do you think is going to win this whole thing?
Interesting. I think Stephen Adams is his name. I'm sorry.
Stephen, the pirate?
The pirate is Stephen Adams, yes. Very basic name. I kind of think Cleveland might win.
Okay.
I think these two teams are going to beat the shit out of each other, and I think Cleveland has played the minimum amount of games. They've swept their first two opponents. So they've only played 8 games, while everyone else has played probably 10 to 12 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If the same thing happens again and they play 4 more, and these other two teams play a 7-game series, you know, they'll have ended up playing almost 50% more games in the playoffs than Cleveland has.
Yeah. Can you put it back on the garage band? Because I'm always afraid that we've stopped recording if I can't see the thing moving.
Yes, I understand. Like, that's the same way you always have to be looking at the clock to make sure time is passing.
What? I do?
Yeah, you didn't know that? You're constantly looking at the clock?
I am?
No.
I mean... If it's a joke, it should be funny. Like, I don't understand.
You were saying the other day, I don't get any of your jokes when you said I shouldn't read Cosmo. And I was like, I don't read Cosmo. And
that
you were
was like, yeah, like I was an joking. Hour ago.
Yeah, but.
And I was joking. I knew you didn't read Cosmo.
But I didn't get it. The same way you didn't get that I was joking about you looking at the clock.
But I do look at the clock a lot.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't noticed that.
What I do look at a lot, I always feel like there's an earthquake. Like if I'm still for any amount of time, I'm very paranoid about earthquakes.
Oh, geez.
So I look at, we have these light fixtures that are from like the 40s.
From the Earthquake Institute.
But they have these like little crystal things hanging from them. So yeah. I always look to those to see if they're moving to indicate whether it was actually an earthquake or not.
Oh. And sometimes you stare into the crystals to tell your future, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, a lot of the time.
A lot of the time. Now, tomorrow is something very interesting, at least to me. It's something I look forward to a great deal. But much like the NFL draft or whatever, you're probably going to be like, why is this a thing? But it's the NBA draft lottery tomorrow.
Yep.
Do you know what that is?
It's the lottery where they pick the draft order.
Yes, very good. It's right in the title. So the 14 teams that don't make the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
they have a chance at getting the first pick in the draft based on reverse order of record. So if you had the worst record in the league, you have the best chance. I think that's Philadelphia, and they have like a 25% chance of getting the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
The 14th team has like a 1% chance,
mm-hmm.
and it goes from...
And why do you enjoy that?
Because I like... Because then the speculation can begin on who each team is going to take.
Yeah.
And what player is going to fall to each team. My prediction right now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know the order, but my suspicion is the first two picks in the draft, if there's a fix, it'll be the Lakers and Celtics in some order.
What
and
do you Philadelphia, mean if there's a fix?
Sometimes there's speculation that the league fixes the draft.
Oh.
Like Cleveland getting LeBron and especially getting Kyrie Irving later on. The odds were well against that. And same as the Bulls getting Derrick Rose. Odds were highly against that happening. Mm-hmm. The Knicks getting Patrick Ewing was the first of those. Anyway, if there truly is a fix, the NBA would want to punish the Sixers and give them the third pick and give the Lakers and Celtics the first two picks.
Okay.
So if that happens, fixes in.
And why do they want to punish the Sixers for being
Because the Sixers have been tanking and
on
kind
purpose?
Of and yes, and trying to basically game the system
right.
to get more good young players.
And the Lakers and the Celtics are just beloved NBA franchises.
Well, the Celtics have a different team's pick. They have the Nets pick.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics were actually kind of good. And the Nets made a horrible trade. And the Celtics own their pick, and then the Nets had a horrible record, and so the Celtics have that pick. The Lakers basically threw their season down the toilet to bow and genuflect to Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great last game.
Yeah.
That's about all I can say for him.
I don't know. What, basically, so they could just let him do whatever he wanted to in games? So they're
essentially,
like,
yeah. Well, they kept Byron Scott, who was a horrible coach. Mm-hmm. But he knew Kobe. He had actually played with Kobe when Kobe was very young. So they didn't really work on developing their young players enough. And they just let, you know, they flushed the season down the toilet and let Kobe just kind of shoot 10 for 30 each game.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. People still bought tickets, so what are you going to do?
Nothing.
They played it up. Like the Yankees kind of did that with Derek Jeter's last season.
Right.
You know, they squeeze all the money they can out of those guys.
Mm. I have a question about football that just came to me.
Wow.
This is a dumb question, so I think it's good for this.
My favorite kind.
When do the Rams start playing in L.A.?
This season.
Where?
The Coliseum, 100,000 seats.
Oh, okay. But that's not going to be their home.
For the next 2 years it is, till the stadium is built.
Yeah, I saw USC and Notre Dame play there.
That's right. That's a pretty big game. Did you enjoy it? Were your seats good?
I don't know.
Where were your seats?
I don't remember.
Were they high up?
They were high, but not ridiculously high.
Were they close to the middle of the field? Or were they closer to an end zone?
They were like split the difference between middle and end zone. Like,
so like the 25-yard line, 30-yard line? That's not bad.
Yeah. It was honestly a blur.
Football is not a fun sport to watch live.
No. And it was just an odd, it was a very last minute thing.
Right.
And
you hadn't prepared for it.
No. I think I have pictures of the marching band, actually. But I don't remember much about it.
Right. They probably played some tunes.
Probably.
How about the game?
I know that USC won. The only reason I know that is that I went with a bunch of Notre Dame fans.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They were very disappointed.
Well, I don't
know
about
Sarah?
Very. Yeah, the Haskins.
They're Notre Dame fans?
Well, I think her parents went to Notre Dame.
Oh.
Yeah.
She. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. So, yes, the Coliseum. But it was cool to go there.
Yeah. Were they very upset, the family?
No, they weren't very upset. Okay. No.
They probably expected they would lose that game.
Have I talked about my parking situation going to that game?
To me, you have. Oh. But I don't know if you have to our listeners.
Well, so
you should go into it. The chili?
Yes. So, first of all, I'm very glad I went. Even though I knew I would have no interest in it, it was a big...
It's like going to
the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's a sociological...
Yeah. I'd never been to a college football game.
And that's a big one. That is one of the biggest ones.
Yeah. So, for those who may not be familiar with Los Angeles, USC is not in the best part of town.
No. The campus itself is quite nice, but they've got it gated off. It's
so
like a gated community.
At the time, I lived in Silver Lake, and it was not that far of a drive. And I got down there and was like, well, I don't know where I'm going to park. And all of the parking, the lots were literally $80.
Amazing.
$80. And I was like, well.
And you were one person.
What? Yeah. So.
$80.
Yeah. I was like, well, that is no.
As much as a ticket.
Yeah. So I was like, well, what am I going to do? And I honestly
don't. Did you say it out loud like that?
Probably. I don't know how I.
Discovered this.
I found it, but I saw that, and I was familiar with this phenomenon at Wrigley Field of like people who live nearby will rent out, you know, their driveway spots or whatever. So I saw that happening, but I was a little nervous because I was like, well, I don't know these people.
No.
But I saw a couple cars in this one driveway that had like USC alumni stickers. And I was like, oh, that seems like a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of desperate at that point because it was, like I said, a sort of last minute thing. Someone had an extra ticket.
You didn't know the lay of the land?
No. And so I was like, all right. So I parked in the driveway and I was like, well, do I have to give you my keys? Like, is this like a valet thing? Because what
right,
if,
right.
you know, someone has to leave in a different order. And they're like, oh, no. But if you come back and your car is blocked in, you just hang out here. We make chili. And I was like, okay.
Right.
So we ended up.
You were in. You just stayed there in the yard the whole time.
Well,
didn't even go to the game.
The game. So. We actually, I think, ended up leaving before the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
and that was a consideration because I said, well, here's
chili
the
was?
Thing. No, but I was like, well, here's the thing. I don't think I'm going to be able to leave. And they were like, well, we'll wait with you. I was like, oh, you don't have to do that. I'll just have some chili. And they're like, no, we'll wait with you, which, frankly, I was glad they did. But honestly, as soon as they gave me a ride to there, and as soon as I got there, the person who was behind me was pulling out, so I ended up not even getting any chili.
Oh,
but
what?
They had it all set up. They had like a folding card table out there.
I thought for sure you ate bowls and bowls of it.
Nope, no chili.
See, the way I imagined it is you ate so much chili that they were kind of a little bit amazed and a little bit frightened and were like, wow, we never had somebody eat so much chili and then drive for an hour home.
But, it wasn't an hour home.
But it would have been for having to stop and all the chili stuff that would have happened. Okay, well, that was your chili story.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very good. Let's see, what else?
That's about it.
Yeah. That is about
Hockey.
It.
Hockey.
Yeah. I mean, you know what would suck? San Jose, Tampa Bay.
Oof.
The games themselves might be fine, but.
Who else is still in?
Pittsburgh and St. Louis.
Okay.
I think those two teams came into the league around the same time. That would be, to me, a more interesting matchup.
Yeah.
But, Tampa Bay. Ugh. Did a commercial there once.
Wow.
Yeah, for insurance. That's the one where they put dog food on my face, and then the dog licked it off my face. Dalmatian. jumped up on me, but it was trained to jump on a shorter woman, so it kept kicking me in the nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
A shorter woman than you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because your emphasis was just on shorter and not the fact that you were saying woman instead of man.
Right. A shorter woman. Is that how I should say it? A shorter woo man? That's how you pronounce it.
I think I would just say a short woman. Because a shorter woman sounds like a shorter woman than you are.
Right. How about a short womaner?
Perfect.
Great.
Well, we're out of time.
We are?
I think we're good.
We have more time, but we're out of stuff to say.
Oh.
Oh, we keep saying that.
We had good things to say.
Do we have any questions?
No.
Oh, you checked?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, as always, especially if you've made it this far, if each person just tells one other person, and a different person than you've told previously.
And we will answer any question.
Any question.
We will...
We have expertise in more things than just sports.
What do you want us to do, like say happy birthday to people? We'll do that. We settled a lunch-making dispute. Not really, but I chimed in on one of your coworkers' questions
and
about
lunch. And to be fair, in lunch-making news, today you half made my salad. You made a salad. You cut up the cucumber. You cut up the tomatoes, I noticed.
Yes.
That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
And then I added the avocado, the carrots, the hot dog, the grilled onions.
You put a hot dog in your salad?
I sliced up the hot dog and I put the grilled onions in the salad too. And the blue cheese. And I was eating the salad in the room.
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, yes, my salad does smell like hot dogs.
That's so gross.
It was all right. With blue cheese dressing and some sunflower seeds.
I mean, what's
a lot
the
of
point?
Textures.
Just eat a hot dog.
Next time I'm going to try some prunes in my salad.
That was almost like a not deconstructed, but like reverse Chicago hot dog.
Yeah.
Where you had a salad under a hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Truly disgusting.
All right. We made it to the same point where I don't have to edit again.
All right.
So long.
Bye.